Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It's a Friday morning, December 5th. Quickly getting closer and closer to the holidays that most everyone looks forward to, if only for a break from the regular hum of the routines that we experience all the day long, every day. How are you this morning? I feel great. I praise the Lord for rest. I needed that. So here we are. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes plus, if you will. You know, the Lord quite often moves in us and upon us where we go just a slightly bit over time. But we come away refreshed, nevertheless. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network. And we're thankful that we have this privilege of being on air every morning at this time. So once again, welcome and thank you for joining us. I would like to ask you to join me as we move into his courts immediately. We want to get to the business at hand, and that is meeting with him. That's the main benefit of this exercise every morning, getting closer to him, getting a better and better relationship with him. And, excuse me, sure, we make our petitions and our prayers. However, above and beyond all of that is the fact that when you get close to someone, it's usually through the routine of meeting with them, getting to know them, hearing their heart, and they hearing yours. And really, that's the foundation of what we do. And it's on that basis that we can make requests and petitions. And so we're going to accept the Lord's welcome into his courtyards, and we're going to also let him know that we not only desire, but do welcome and appreciate his presence with us. Dear Father, today is not simply just another day. It's a day that you've given to us out of your own heart's desire to be close to us and we to you. And we pray today that our meeting with you will forever change us for all eternity, even if it's only a little, but that our lives would be impacted. We would come away from our interactions with you today having stepped a little higher, drawn a little closer, become a little stronger for your name's sake, for your great name, and for the great purpose and vision that you have, not just for us individually and corporately, but for the nations, for the entire earth. You're working a plan that is significant. And by your Holy Spirit, we can see each day the steps that you're taking as this earth races to the end of time. This world system suffers as humanity moves closer and closer to the day of your appearing. So we thank you for opening our eyes that we are able to see, not just see you, but to see what you're doing in the earth today. And Father, we ask that you would cause us to encounter the blood, that precious agent that cleanses, makes whole, washes, so that we have all stains that we have encountered and are upon our lives removed, so that that righteous covering of Jesus Christ would be cloaked around us, so that we are pure, we are made whole, we become sinless, because he took upon himself all our sins. He shed his blood so that we have the benefit of cleansing from all unrighteousness. We receive that today, and we thank you. Thank you for all of our prayer partners who are just wonderful people that you have raised up, and you've brought us together from the west, the east, the north, and the south. And you're teaching us how to pray. You're teaching us how to release our faith and the power of agreement, so that the earth is transformed and we are transformed. We thank you today. Have your way in our midst. Speak to us. Speak through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to you. And our focus today, or our thoughts anyway, as we move towards our prayer targets, the question is, why ask the Father in Jesus' name? Once again, the question is, why ask our Father in Jesus' name? What does it mean to ask the Father in the name of Jesus? And I would like us to just approach that, I think, wonderful as well as delicate purpose and question and thought about us being able to use Jesus' name. And what does it mean? Well, when we do so, we are approaching our Father God as a representative of, or on the authority of, Yeshua. Yeshua meaning Jesus. That's the Hebrew name for him. And what are we doing? We're asking God to respond to us because of our association with Jesus Christ. In a way, we're merely the messenger. And the request that we are making truly belongs to Him, to Christ. So that when we ask in His name, it's not as though Christ is pleading on our behalf. Rather, we are pleading on His behalf. How do we know that? Let's take a quick look at the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 26 through 27. That's John, chapter 16, verse 26 through 27. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. And here it is. At that time, you will ask, pray in my name, and I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for it will be unnecessary. For the Father himself tenderly loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from the Father. I would love to go over that once more. Verse 26, at the time you will ask, pray in my name, and I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for it will be unnecessary. For the Father himself tenderly loves you because you have loved me and believe that I came out from the Father. So what is this saying? First of all, it's saying that petitions on our lips are accepted by God due to the merit and favor of Christ Jesus and not our own. Therefore, asking in Yeshua's name is not a license to name it and claim whatever we like. Instead, we only have license to ask for things pertaining to our capacity as Yeshua's agents in the world. Consequently, whatever we do receive belongs not to us, but to Christ. Now, what these thoughts do, they help us perfectly align our understanding with what God's words or God's word is saying. So we are asking on behalf of Christ. Now that's not usually how we see it. We're thinking that He's the one asking on our behalf. No, He has given us license. We've been given license. Verse 26, John 16 says, at that time you will ask in my name. And I'm not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for it will be unnecessary. Unnecessary means that it's not needed for that to occur. You will ask, that's what he's saying. In other words, we are placed in a position where we can ask and should. So here are the implications of that. Number one, we want to get clear that it's not required that every time we pray, we have to say, in Jesus' name. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't or can't, but it's not required. Because we are given permission and authority to ask because of our association with Jesus Christ. In other words, it's like going to going someplace into the marketplace, and you have a credit card, but the credit card is the company's credit card, and you are therefore, no matter what the need is, you're operating in the interest of the company, and you're able to use that card. That card gives you the authority because you're associated with that company. That's why you have the card. So our association with Christ gives us the privilege of coming before the Father and petitioning. And then, as in the case of spending on the company's credit card, whatever you purchase doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the company. Same here. Whatever we do receive belongs not to us, but to Christ. And what this does, it aligns our thinking to be more consistent with the truth, so that when we are offering a prayer request, we're doing so on behalf of Jesus Christ. Do you see the difference? We're doing it on behalf of Jesus Christ. And we get, or are able to get, a response because of our association with Him. You're able to purchase using the company's credit card because of your association with that company and the authorization that you have from that company. I'm sure you're able to see that. It's not obscure. You're able to see that. Whether or not you use in Jesus' name, and we're not saying that you shouldn't, but it's not magical because you're saying that. It's already something that has been decreed and declared by virtue of the work of Jesus Christ. So we are able to represent based on the authority of Yeshua and the association we have with Him. Because He is this person who is in heaven's view, in the Father's view, that is upstanding and outstanding and above all. Now, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you may want to unwrap that at this moment, because with the understanding that we're having, we now know that what we have is a ministry. And that's what it means to pray in the kingdom of God into the earth. So when we offer prayers, which we have a prayer list, a list of targets that we are going to effectively pray for right about now. My praise report today is, I'm thankful that He's opening the eyes of my heart and of ours so that we can see and get better understanding based on His Word. It's powerful. Now, that's something for us to meditate on for the rest of the day. I think there's lots more to be said there. But the scripture, John 16, verse 26 and 27, asks the Lord to help us to get all of the juice out of that, because it's powerful, powerful. Well, let's go to our prayer target list. I think everyone knows, probably on the earth, if they have access to media items in the last couple of days that there are protests all around this nation as it relates to the need for justice. And we know that God, the Father, He is the just. When it comes to legalities, He is the chief justice. And so, we can petition Him once again. We can petition Him for justice. Because whatever justice we can experience, see, or observe in the earth, it ultimately began with Him. Because He is justice. Because a judge has to have the ability to know above and beyond based on study of the laws. Well, God didn't study the laws, He made them. He is the author of them. And He is omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. So let's pray for the manifestation of justice in the systems that oversee the laws of the land that are to protect and preserve people's or human rights, if you will, and also to assist those that must enforce the laws. And they are called to do so because we're not for them. As tough as it seems right now, we would be surprised what our next door neighbor would do to us if it weren't for law enforcement. So there's a balance here. Wisdom, restraint, as well as people's response to the law based on keeping the law and justice being applied as is necessary. Father, we thank You that You've given us some sight and even some insight into what You're doing in the earth today. We pray for those who have experienced loss because of the lack of wisdom, the lack of restraint on the part of some, where lives have been taken, and it appears to us needlessly. Father, we know that there's this great battle that is going on in the earth where evil is opposing righteousness. And in this great contest, there are needless victims. Because we humans are so limited in every endeavor that we undertake. We have limitations. And this battle is way above and beyond our mere capacity as human beings. So we need Your help. It is quite clear that we are needy and are relatively helpless. And in our efforts, we make errors and we make mistakes, serious errors and mistakes that even cost lives. We pray for all of those that are involved, that are experiencing on whatever end they're positioned, the suffering, the misery that comes from the clash between evil and good. How evil is about loss and the kingdom of righteousness is about life, and that more abundantly. We pray today that no more lives would be lost across this nation, even as this battle between light and darkness continues, that policies and laws would be in place based on the wisdom that you're giving to leaders, those that have rule, on precisely what to do and how to apply policy so that life is preserved and that every life matters and that there's no needless loss of lives, because Satan is the author and uses death for the purposes of suffering. So we thank you today. We ask that there would be restraint across the nation, in every city, and that you would hinder those that seek to cause mayhem and confusion, even as people exercise their perfect right to protest, that the evil one would be restrained so that there's no more loss of life, no more suffering. And we pray for those that have lost a loved one because of the kingdom of darkness's escapades, that you would comfort those families, comfort them. And where there's hopelessness, that you would restore hope, that they would be strengthened, they would be able to stand, and that they would receive justice, just as you see it, Lord, not even as we see it, but as you see it, justice, because you are the chief judge. We ask you to intervene and to rule over the outcomes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you'd like your voice to be heard, just press the button 1. On your telephone, and you will be heard live here and around the earth. If you have a praise report, don't withhold that. Allow God to use that to quicken the rest of us, to encourage the rest of us, and even yourself. So don't be bashful about voicing a praise report. Similarly, if you have a prayer request, we do welcome that as well. And remember, we're doing, in offering prayer requests and petitions, we're doing ministry. We're doing what Christ would want us to do. We saw that from God's Word. He wants us to do the asking because He's given us the authority and to act as representatives of Himself before the Father. That is a humbling thought. That He would choose you or me and us to do that. And we have the authority because of our association with Him. In other words, we know people in high places, so to speak. Well, today we want to pray for pastors, and I can think of a couple of pastors. I know many. But there are two in particular that are in the south of the country, and they're in Georgia in particular, And I would like to pray for those two and invite you to join us. And we want to pray for Pastor Annie West. And she is pastoring and oversees the Richland Gospel Tabernacle, which is in Richland, Georgia. It's way down in the boonies. And that church is thriving and doing well, and are fixed in vision and on vision. And we want to pray their strength, pray that God would continue to keep and to bless them. We also want to pray for Pastor Dr. Afolaki Awiale, and she is overseeing Christ the Light Assembly in Marietta, Georgia. We want to pray for them, that God would continue to keep them. And they are a miracle, if you will, that assembly of God's power to keep. They have experienced many, many challenges, and God has been able to keep them through every one. They're a victorious church. So let us pray for those two pastors. Please join me on that. And those two pastors in our hearts before God's throne will represent all the other pastors that God has called and to take up the task of leading the flock. And that includes myself and so many others that I can think of immediately. Let us lift them up before the throne of grace, even now. Dear Father, your throne is above all the earth. So as we have praise and thanks, and we have petitions, there's really no other place for us to go that is of the greatest significance other than before your throne. And we come today because of the merits of Jesus Christ. We are able to come being representative of and having the authority of Jesus Christ to make requests. Today we lift up pastors, and we are truly sensitive to what it takes to carry that task forward. Father, we lift up every pastor that we know, and even the ones that we are not aware of. But nevertheless, you called them. We lift them up in your presence before your throne. There are pastors today that may be just weary, discouraged, ill, weak. We pray that where there's weakness in any pastor that we could think of, we think of Pastor West, we think of Pastor Awiale, and we think of Pastor Jones, also in Georgia. We pray for strength for them in their inner person, in their soul, in their bodies, in the name of Jesus. May the energizing flow of health and power be refreshed in them at this moment on this Friday morning. We pray for Pastor Awayale as well, that you would strengthen her, and that these pastors would know that they are not alone. We pray even for ourselves as well, for the same thing, that we all would be able to stand even stronger than we did before, to do the work of the ministry, to lead, and to be courageously so, leading from the front, walking the point. So we pray for pastors today, that you would strengthen them all, pastors nationally and internationally. They are pastors with tremendous needs right now. Need for very basic things such as food and shelter, transportation, supplies. Strengthen their hands right now, Lord, by opening doors of favor in the name of Jesus. We are helpless and we need your help. We are your people, called by your name, set aside and set apart for your purposes. Now, Father, robe every pastor with new strength, new energy. Enlarge our faith above and beyond. We thank you and we call it done. And for this, your kingdom benefits because the church is strengthened and encouraged to do the work of the ministry. Have your way today. Bless pastors afresh on this Friday, the 4th of December, or the 5th, rather, of December. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastors, some very special people that God has in the earth. And it has to be one of the toughest, if not the toughest, job on the planet. And we know that there must be God, that he would move on people's hearts to do what we do. Because it's not something that you would volunteer for casually. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, our lines are still available for a praise report or a prayer request. Don't hesitate to make your voice be heard. But in order for that to occur, you just need to press the button 1 on your telephone. And that opens up your microphone here in our studio. And you're able to be heard. Allow God to minister through you. That's why we're here. Jump in. get into the water, so to speak. You won't drown. Have no fear. God is with you. And he is the one that keeps us afloat and keeps us from sinking, even though there's so much deep under us, but God is able to cause us to float. He's ever there and ever present, so have no fear. We want to pray for those that are physically disabled and are working on getting well, getting able, if you will. And they may be suffering from some physical ailment. And if you can think of anyone that you know that is disabled, we want to lift them up before the throne of grace. We know, maybe we don't, but I can tell you, just try to imagine what it's like to be disabled. If you've never experienced it, certainly you can think of it, and you can think of observing people that are. And I know where our church physically is located. It's right on the main thoroughfare, and I would say 1, 2, 3, about 4 blocks away from our facility, there's a senior citizens complex. And it's not unusual to see senior citizens. And they're not always senior citizens. Sometimes it's just a person. And they live there because of their lack of a physical ability in some way. They're limited. But it always strikes me as interesting as I observe those that are physically limited. And I always whisper a prayer in my heart for them, because they have to have faith in the Lord. They have to trust the Lord, even if they're not quite aware of it. They are in a place of need for help. And of course, whenever I have the opportunity, I do help in whatever way I could and means at the time. But let us pray for those that are disabled. I'm thinking of someone that we know, or I know anyway, and that's Valerie Burney. And she is looking to recover from great challenge of being able to be mobile, get around. So she uses one of these wheeled kind of walkers. And she's also receiving therapy. And so she's very limited at this point, getting slightly better, taking time. But let us pray. Father, we thank you that everything about it and everything about us and about the universe is governed by the word of your power. It's held together by the word of your power. And Father, we lift up every disabled person that we know, even on this day, that you would supernaturally intervene. They would discover that their strength, where they thought there was none, that they have the mechanical ability where they felt hopeless, and that there is help where help was not apparent. We pray that literally, physically, and spiritually, doors would open for them. We speak peace to their hearts and minds today. We can imagine how troubled they may be at times, discouraged, filled with hopelessness, lonely, feeling incompetent. We pray that courage would displace all of the discouragement, that hope in you would displace all of the hopelessness, that your strength would displace all of the weakness, and that joy would come to their hearts once again for your great name's sake. Have joy flow into their beings. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace over them, surround them with obvious favor today. so that they will glorify you. When they realize that there's still much to be thankful for. So we thank you on their behalf. Right now, we give you the praise and the thanks for what you've done, what you're doing, your power to preserve and how you're preserving them, your power to strengthen and how you're strengthening them, your power to deliver and how you're delivering them from the snares of the fowler, and that they're not lonely because you are with them. Give them the sense, Lord, of your presence in a mighty way today. Cause them to call on your name in praise and with thanksgiving on this Friday, the last day of the work week for most. We thank you for bringing us to this week. And even as we leave from this week and begin to look in the direction of the days to come, we thank you for causing us to remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You say, all those that love her and pray for her peace will prosper. We thank you right now, Lord, that we see in your word that Jerusalem is forever. So we know that it's tough times and seasons right now. But we know that your vision, where Christ is seated in Jerusalem and the nations come up to worship him, that vision comes to pass in Jesus' name. Comes to pass. And we know that that belongs to you. And we thank you for Jerusalem. Preserve her from all her enemies on this day. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we would like to share a benediction with you quickly. I love benedictions. And this one is taken from Psalm 121, verse 7 and 8. And it says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. Hallelujah. I feel that. Can you feel that? Well, thank you for being with us all of this week and for your powerful contribution to our prayer cast and all of the prayers that God was favoring on this week. And he has answered many, many prayers. So we thank him for opening the eyes of our hearts, and we thank him for you. Go forth and enjoy this weekend. Be sure to show up for worship and to hear what thus saith the Lord. And God will bless you richly. We thank you for joining us. God bless you. Tonight we meet for prayer, and this is for Newark Gospel Assembly, our church assembly. We meet for prayer at 7:30. 7:30 to 8:30. 1 hour of fellowship with each other and with the Lord. Just want to remind you, dial in tonight.